Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph, as we get into the last couple of dafim here of Maseches Brachas. And again, this today's shiur and this week's, this Masechta shiur are sponsored by the Elman family. Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman. Bunya, Bas Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman. Rabbi Gershon, Lipa, Barley, Bas Riel, Rubin. And Basra, Bas Rabbi Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. Again, those who were able to participate in the Siyam on Tuesday night at Windmere, feel free to see the ad and on the website and on the app for all details regarding the Siyam. Okay, so we are on Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph. Right at the top, we're talking all about the rain, and the Mishnah said that one makes a bracha of Hatova Hametiv, and the special bracha of Akol Tipa V'Tipa, that was quoted in yesterday's daf, a little similar to what's quoted in the Bavli, but where it spoke about the first rains and the later rains, and the word revia was used as to mean rain. So Rav Acha Tani La B'Shem, Rav Shimon Ben Yamliel, Lamanik Reshma Revia. Why is it called revia? Why is that the Lashon? Revia means like to insert Shehi Rova'as Es Ha'aret. As we mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf, that it's as if there's a male and a female, and the rain from the top enters in and penetrates the ground, the upper waters and the lower waters. Good. Today we're going to have much discussion of this. There's a lot mentioned in the Rishonim on the Bavli and Maseches Sukkah and Maseches Brachas. So again, we'll touch on many different ideas, but we'll try to squeeze in what we can. Rav Chanina bar Ika b'shem Rav Yehuda Shar Shechita. A little bit more about rain. Shar Shechita Bokin ba'aretz chamishim ama. The roots of chita go all the way down, even 50 amas. Shar She Te'ena Rachim Bokin b'tzur. Right, the roots of figs are soft, and they could go around, and they could even penetrate even earth that's hard as rock. So Tani Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba Elazar Omer Ein Ha'aretz Shoseh Ela Lefi Chasuma. The land only drinks from the rain that flows in based on how hard it is. If it's very hard, the water does not penetrate at all. If it's very soft, then it goes all the way in. So Imkin Mayasu Shar Shecharuf. So the roots of the carob tree, what do they do if it's very hard earth? Mayasu Shar Sheshikama. Right, if their roots penetrate very hard earth, but how does that get the rain? Because the rain only goes Lefi Chisuma, as the Gemara says, Amar Bichanina, Achas L'Shloshim Yom, Tahom Ole Umashke Oso. Hashem makes sure that the Tahom, the lower waters, go up and is mashkit from below. Even if it doesn't get it from above, Kadosh Baruch Hu has it that it's Hushka from below. My Taima, Ani Hashem no Tzra, L'Rigoyim Ashkena. Right, I have Hashem, I guard it, and every once in a while, Ashkena, Hashem has it all figured out, how much rain is needed for every type of tree and every type of growth. And finishing up, Amr Reb Zeira, Tani Taman, we learned in the Brisa, Ra Zolbala Olam, if somebody sees that everything is, the food is, and fruits and vegetables and produce are very cheap, Sova Bala Olam, and there's satiation and plenty, Nohar Maspik Medina, or and a river provides for the whole country, Omer Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv, all good things. Hatova Meitiv, where it benefits others also. Amru lo meis aviv, if somebody hears Rachman al-San that his father died, Omer Baruch Dayan HaMS. Our minhag is to do it at the time of the Kriya, but let's say somebody hears about it that months after it happened. Meis v'horisho, if he heard that his father died, and he is yarshining his father, Omer Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv, then he makes the bracha of Hatov v'HaMeitiv, in that order. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Reish Chaf Gimel. In Reish Chaf Gimel Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about various brachos pratios, meis aviv mavarech dayin ha'emes. Hayulo mamon she yurasho. If he has money now that he asked of his father, well, it depends. And this is the Bavli. The Bavli will talk about whether it's the Yushalmi also, about the Shem in a few minutes. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, im ein lo achim, if there are no other brothers, he's the only yoresh mavarech gamkin shechianu. He makes the shechianu, because he just got a windfall of money. But if he has brothers, then it's not only that he gets, but he's sharing the wealth, and therefore that's always atova meitiv. Rama shein mevarch and atova meitiv ella in kein yeshlo shutfis baosa tova. If there are others that he's sharing the goodness with, so then it's atova meitiv and not shechianu. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Again, there's mixed emotions here, right? There's the the death of the father and the money that he got. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that's the order that you have to do it in. First is Dina MS, and then Shechiyanu al Nachashem Shenisharulo. The Av, and even though it says the Mishnah Berurah now, Av, the Yoser Misrach Shelo Yamasavit, he'd rather not have his father die, Velo Yerushenu. Yeah, it's a good thing to get the money, but he'd rather not have his father die. Mikol Makom, Yachal Avarach Shechiyanu. He could still say Shechiyanu, in this circumstance. De'ein brachazu tluya b'simcha. This bracha of Shechiyanu is not totally on pure, unadulterated simcha. Ela b'dover shemagia lo to'eles mimenu. If he gets some type of benefit. V'afal pi shemisarev imot tsar va'anacha. Even though there is tsar and anacha and pain associated with it, still, that doesn't dilute the Shechiyanu. That must be two different emotions, but each one stands separately in halacha. And he quotes this from the Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Alef Simen Reish Mem Ches. That Rashba discusses, not this case, but discusses Bris Mila. Bris Mila, because Bris Mila also, the Minog in Eretz Yisrael, as the Machlokas Rishonim, but the Minog is to say Shechiyanu. But even though there's what's called Tzara Diyanuka, and that's why we don't say Shasimcha Bimono, says the Rashba at the end of that Shuva. The reason we don't say Shechiyanu by a Bris Mila is not because of Tzara Liyanuka. Shalom Nomar Tam Ze Ela Bebircha Shasimcha Bimono. So there are other reasons why one wouldn't say Shechiyanu, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that here in terms of mixed emotions. Okay, we continue now. So Halacha Gimel says the next Mishnah. Bana bayis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim. If somebody built a new house or bought new kelim, kelim can mean begadim or literally kelim in this context. Omer barach Shechiyanu v'higiyanu. Lazman hazeh. Baruch shehigiyanu is the girsa that we have. Shehigiyanu lazman hazeh. Make a shechina right when you bought it. Right, even before you use it. Even before you use it. The Rashba says, where this comes up in Brachas Daf Nun Tes, the Rashba says on this Mishnah. First he quotes the first line of the Yerushalmi, which we'll get to soon. But then he says, it's clear from here, that Bracha Zuma Baruch Hosa Vashas Kenia. Even though you didn't use it yet, she'ena brachos ella al simchas halev shu sameach bekiniyasan o bebinyanan kederach shu mevarach al gashamim b'shas yiridasan. Just like you make a bracha on rain right when it falls, afal b'she'ena nasan ikeres miyad, even though it didn't cause things to grow yet, you still make the bracha right when the rain comes. So so too you make the bracha when you buy something or when you build something, even though you didn't. Weren't manana yet. And then he says, near Mnei Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi that we're about to have is machalik between kinyan and getting it as a gift. But it's clear that both of those are before. And then there's a bracha of when you wear, you say malbish arumim. And even though we might not paskin that way, but it's clear from the Yerushalmi that you can make a bracha even before one gets hana'a. So, says the Mishnah, Shechiyanu. Mivarech al ra meina tova, v'al tova meina ra, one makes a bracha on the bad, which might end up being good, or the opposite. The Bavli gives examples of this. Somebody had their field flooded, which is bad, but eventually it's going to be good for him, which is good, or the opposite. Other examples, we make a bracha on the present. Whatever the present is, that's the bracha one makes. Even like that we had a couple days ago, the Gemara says, in the future, the way that Tzlach discusses the Bavli, Psachim, Davnun, in the future we're going to make a Atova Meitim and everything we made Dina Emes now. So there really is no Ra now. But still, right now it's Ra, so therefore we would make a Bracha of Dina Emes on it. You always go by what is presently. Vazoik L'Sha'avar, if somebody is crying and screaming about something that passed already, Harizu Tfila Shav, that's a false Tfila. And a useless tefillah. Shav can mean false or useless. Like Shavua Shav, Kesad. Haisesh to Mubaris, if somebody's wife is pregnant. V'yamar Yirat Son Shadiyah Lidish Tizachar. And then he davens for a boy, a son. Harizu tefillah Shav. That's a tefillah Shav. The baby is already a baby. Male or a female. You can't change it now. The Gemara and Bracha. What about Miriam and Avia? Okay, Maisa Nisim. But the Ad Pashta is not. You're coming from the road and you hear screaming from a house from the city. Halavai, that should not be my own kids crying. Harezu Tfila Shav, because it's already somebody kids crying. Either it's yours or it's not yours. Therefore, that's an inappropriate tefillah. Bana bayis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim v'chulu amr b'chiyah barba lo sof davar chadashim ela afilu shechakim ki'ilu hem chadashim lo. They don't have to be new, never used. But even if they're worn out, if they're new for you, then you make a bracha. Then you make a bracha on it. New for you. The Rashba, that same Rashba, quotes the Ravid, again, Bracha's new test, that says, new for you. Even the opposite. If it's new for you, even if it was used, you'd make a new bracha. What if it's not new for you, even though it was never used? Let's say you bought it, you never used it, you sold it to somebody else, and then you bought it back from that other person. Even if it was never used, you would not make a new bracha. And the Ravid compares that to machzir grushaso. Machzir grushaso is not chose mi'archei amalchama, because that's, you don't have the newness, even though it was not used. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Chia bar Abba amar kana Omer Baruch Shechianu v'kiyman v'gin al hazman hazeh. If one bought the kelim, then you make a Shechianu. Nitan lo, if it was given to you as a matana, Omer Baruch Hatova Hametiv. Then one would get Hatova Hametiv if you get it as a matana. The Pashup shot of this statement, if you get something matana, you say Hatova Hametiv. Didn't we say, we just quoted the Shulchan Aruch before, but it was based on the Bavli, that the Chiluk, you only say Hatova Hametiv when other people are also benefiting. But if you're the only one that's benefiting, you made a Shachianu. So how could the Yerushalmi say that Nitan lo Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv? So the Pashup Shad is that the Yerushalmi argues. Pashup Shad of the Yerushalmi argues. That's what that Rashba says. V'yava b'sheish b'Yerushalmi zeksas she'nira came in a Gemara. She'in chilek b'gemarin bein konel l'bein shenasan lo b'matana. Ela bein hecha de isle shutfis l'de lesle shutfis. That's what the Rashba says, is the Pashup Shad of the, it's a Machlokas, Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Rush has a fascinating suggestion. The Rush quotes the Ar Gemara, the Yerushalmi, and says, maybe there's no Machlokas. What do you mean? Hatov HaMeitiv is only if other people are also getting Hana. If you're getting Matana, it doesn't sound like other people are also getting a Matana. Says the Rush, in here, in our Perek Tes, Halacha Tezayin, the person giving it is the getting Hana of giving a gift. The end of the sim, he goes Yerushalmi. V'chulu kana shachianu nila matana matav ha-meitiv. Lava shomar ba ma-shururim. V'tzarachian. T'b'gemar didan lo matzino atov ha-meitiv ala hecha di'ika arachrina bahadei. V'li nira, says the Rush. T'hachanami ika achrina bahadei. Here there's someone else. Ha-meitiv l'nosein im makabel ani. Shezikuhu Hashem v'chananu mamon laso staka. Hashem gave me money in order to perform chesed. So I get benefit from it. V'imhu ashir sameach hanosim v'mashem makabel matanoso. V'gam mashem Yerushalmi v'chas k'niya v'chuli continues. So it's the nosing, says the Gra, grape shop, but then they have a big problem. That's very mechudash, that's called a hana'a for hatova hametiv. And the girl also says, if that's true, then the no saint should be the one that's making the bracha. Because the no saint is getting, so he should say Hatov HaMeitiv. We know that's not true. That's the Gra here in the Simen in Reish Chav Gimel. Right, the Gra here says, the Kama Dvarav Chalushim, Dim Kane, Gam HaNosein Yivarech, Milvadze. Abu Yishalmi Svirale, Dein Chilik. Like the Rashba said. Bain Yesh Lomer Achirim Olo Rakim Hudavar Chadash, Kamo Mitzio Matana, the Yolda Zachar, the Yerusha, the Chayotze, the Tova Meitav Avakana, the Chulu, it continues. So the things that, like most we've shown him, that the Rishami argues on the Bavli. Okay, so we had Kana, you say Shachianu, bought it, you say Tova Meitav. Rabbi Ba, Avod, Rabbi Ba, Mari, Bishem Rabbi Acha, Kana, Omer Barak Shigyal, Manazeh, Nitelo, Omer Barak Tova Meitav, Lavash Begadim, Omer Balbasharumim. If somebody says that in the morning, you could have that in mind. You don't have to make a separate bracha. Ha'osa, now we have a famous Yerushalmi. It's famous because the Rishonim quoted the parallel in Masechah Sukkah on Daf Memvav. Ha'osa Sukkah la'atzmo. If somebody makes a Sukkah, makes a Sukkah, so then Omer Baruch Asher Kedoshanu Melech Sivanu La'asos Sukkah. To build a sukkah. La'acherim, if you build a sukkah for others, la'aso sukkah l'shmo, to make a sukkah for him, for the other person. Wow, so some achronim say, maybe this is according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, you cannot be yotzei with sukkah shel chavero. So if somebody builds you a sukkah, you have to have them in mind. Nichnas le'sheba, Omer Baruch Asher Kadoshanu B'Mitzvos V'Sivanu Leishay Basuka. Right, sitting in the sukkah. Right, that's the leishay. So of course we know we do not make a bracha on building a sukkah, but that is there's a numerous rishonim. There's evidence. There's a Rashi in Makos Nafches. There's the Mishnah Nedarim that sounds like building the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. Not just sitting in the sukkah, but building. And it starts with the She'iltos. It's one of the earliest sources. The She'iltos in Zos HaBrach and Kuf Samach Tes. She'ilta, remember the She'iltos was very, very early written in the mid-Gaonic period. She'ilta, the Mechayiv in the Beis Yisrael. Maybe it's like the first, one of the first halachas of, maybe the first halacha of first sefer of halacha that was written. Al Seder HaParsha. The Mechayiv in the Beis Yisrael, the Me'evid Mitalalta. Bnei Yisrael are obligated to sit in a to make a sukkah, lemevin mitalalta, v'mesev and sit in the shiva yomi. The chsiv chag sukkah tasach shivas yamim. The chsiv basukas teishu shivas yamim. Kamei shiura, how big is it? Rosh arubo v'shachano. We just have the she'iltos. It's five lines. The nitziv went through. Obviously, the hemek she'ela, he put the she'iltos on the map. And this with the nitziv on this mitzvah kuf samach tes. That's where the nitziv develops the idea of two types of hechsher mitzvahs. We paskin, the Bavli paskins, that you don't make a bracha on any hechsher mitzvah. But the Yerushalmi, that says here you'd make a bracha on building the sukkah, says in the Tziv, maybe it's only that type of hechsher mitzvah, because it's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. Chag asukas ta'aseh lecha, even though the pashup shot is that make for yourself a holiday, but the Gemara darshins, that we dash a number of halachas from that pasuk about the sukkah itself. Make for yourself a sukkah. So that's a hechsher mitzvah, a preparatory stage that's written in the Torah. So that has special status. A hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. Maybe you'd apply osig b'mitzvah patav in a mitzvah. Maybe you'd apply mitzvah b'yisrael b'shlucho. Maybe there'd be a havamina or even a maskana that you make a bracha on it. Right. So that's what the nitziv discusses about the Shita. Again, we don't paskin like any of them. We're about to have a number of mitzvahs about creating the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. And the Rishonim, I'll read just the Me'iri on Daf Mem Vav in Sukkah, quotes this whole Yerushalmi and then says, we don't paskin like any of it. The Ein Halacha Kedvarim Elu. Shehari Amru, because it says in Menachos, there's no Yerushalmi Menachos, so just the Baal Menachos Membeis, that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Kol mitzvah she'asiyasa gvar mitzvasa, Mivarech al asiyasa. Right? If there is, if the asiyah is the, if there's just one act, then you make a bracha on that. V'chol mitzvah she'in asiyasa gvar mitzvasa, but any mitzvah that the creation of the item is not the final stage, could go in tefillin, eina mivarech al asiyasa. And tzitzis, and sukkah, and mezuzah, etc. All of them, you would not make a bracha on creating it because of that Gemara Menachos Membeis. Let's see, but the Yerushalmi obviously holds otherwise, because the Yerushalmi just said you make a bracha on building the sukkah, and a separate one is sitting in the sukkah. Mishehu mevarech aleha leli yadav rishon, eno tzorach levarech aleha od. And the Yerushalmi also holds machlokas amoraim in the Bavli. Make the bracha on sukkah the first night, you don't make another bracha on sukkah, because there's no hefsek. You chayv in sukkah day and night for a week, and therefore you would not make a new bracha. Me'ato, what else? Ha'osa lulav la'atzmo, omer, okay, creating the lulav, being ma'agid, the lulav omer, bracha m'shekar ha'shanim b'zod b'sivanu, la'asos lulav. La'achar, so again, is that a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah? It's a little trickier. U'lekachtom lachem, that's all it says. La'achar, if you make the lulav for someone else, la'asos lulav l'shmo. K'shehu notlo omer al natilas lulav. V'asher hechiyanu. And lulav, you make a bracha each time, right? Because that's mifsiki leilos miyamim, right? Lulav, there's no mitzvah at night. So every day is a separate mitzvah. Sukkah, you could argue, that is one big one, so you only make one bracha. Of course, we don't paskin that way. We paskin, you make a bracha even many times a day on the mitzvah of sukkah. Ha'o says suk mezuzah la'atzmo omer la'asos mezuzah la'acher la'asos mezuzah l'shmo. And Kishukova Omer Baruch Hashem Kadoshim Mitzvanu Al Mitzvahs Mezuzah. So Al Mitzvah Mezuzah is the girsa of the Yerushalmi. We don't paskin that way, or we paskin as we know that the bracha on mezuzah is Likvoa Mezuzah. If we look in Yaredeya in Simin Reish Pei Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Balakova Yanichena Bishvaferish Shalkano Kol Davar Yanim Kovah Yivarech Hashem Kadoshim Mitzvanu Likvoa Mezuzah. V'lo yivarach b'shas k'sivasa. And you don't make a bracha when you write it, meaning against this Yerushalmi. And then if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pesachei Teshuvah, they say, oh, look in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has a huge chiddush in Simin Yud Tes, that's quoted here in the Pesachei Teshuvah. Tiafa got the Kaimlan Mezuzah Chovas Hador. He, even though Mezuzah is the Chov of the one who's living in the house, she calls Manshin Hador Bechtocha Patami Mezuzah. And as long as you're not living there, then you don't make the, you're not, it's part of the Mezuzah. Afilu Hachi, but still Mevarach Kishakova. Still, you make the Bracha when you're Kovea, even if you're not living there yet. The Stama de Milsa Kovea Mezuzah Kiseder Bitsocha. The Efshar, the Imkava Kodim Shador Besocha, and he quotes this from the Magen Avraham. I'm reading it from the Pesachei Teshuvah. He says, if you're Koveya a Mezuzah before you live in there, when you live in there, you make another bracha. Kishenichnas Ladur Mevarach Asher Kadoshan Mitzvanu Ladur Bebaya Sheyish Bo Mezuzah. Huge chiddush. The Magen Avraham makes up a new bracha. Ukimidumali, he says, I think I saw in the Birkei Yosef that he argues, that's a fascinating Magen Avraham, but that's what he says in terms of Ladur Bayis Sheyeshbo Mezuzah. That's the Mezuzah. Next, we could have hours of Shi'urim about each of these. Sukkah and Mezuzah. Next, so it's a Tfilin La'asim. If somebody writes Tfilin, makes Tfilin, Asher Kedushan Mezuzah B'Sivanu La'asos Tfilin. La'asos Tfilin, right? That sounds like there's only one bracha of tefillin, here, right? Are you only putting on, the shalyad, or are you putting on both? And this is a riot to those Rishonim that say you only make a one bracha on tefillin, right? Unless you're mafsik. So that's, as we know, machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah, machlokas balitos, v'z Rashi, Rambam, v'chulu. La'acher, if you make a tefillin for others, la'asos tefillin l'shmo, kshihu lovesh omer al mitzvah tefillin. And when you wear the tefillin, you say, yeah, this was the line I was talking about. I'm sorry, I spoke one line too early. When you put on the tefillin, then you make the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. Ha'osis tzitzis la'atzma, if somebody puts on tzitzis. Omer shirkat ashan abim mitzvah v'zivano la'aso tzitzis. So that's a heksha mitzvah v'zivah Torah. V'asu lahem tzitzis. La'acher la'aso tzitzis l'shmo. Nis'atef, once you wrap yourself in it. Omer shirkat ashan abim mitzvah v'zivano lehis'atef. But tzitzis, that's to be misatev in tzitzis. There is a discussion when exactly you speak most to make the bracha on itov. When do you make the bracha on itov? So again, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simen Ches, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Os Yud Beis, discusses when exactly are you supposed to make the bracha on tzitzis. Says the Magen Avraham, just find it, says the Magen Avraham, here, discusses based on a Tosfos in Meseches Yevamos, says the Magen Avraham, Yevarech lehisatef, Av b'shekfar loves you, right? You make the bracha lehisatef, sounds like even though you have it on already, shekfar loves you. That's the, reading the Shulchan Aruch. Im lovish talos katan v'ochein yodav nekiyos yabishenu below bracha shito yodav yimash b'chizav yevarech alav. Ok shil baset talos achir yevarech alav, yuvechavein lifter gametzeh. So even if you have it on already, you can still make the bracha. That's the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Chayei Adam discusses when exactly you're supposed to make the bracha. There's another Magen Avraham, but I'll just read it from the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam says in Yud Beis Gimel, "Ubisha sheminiach oso al rosho lehisatef bo," when it's on top of your head. "V'chein mashmir milashon kol haposkim da bracha acher ha'itof," once it's on. Aval rokzelushon rokeach shol rokeach taliso lihis atef bo omer brachat Hashem, sounds like from the rokeach, says the Chayei Adam, that first you hold it above you and then you do ituf. Vayin sukalam etes tosfos v'chein yerli kumoshikasavti v'nogin olam levarech kodim shiituf. The minhag olam is to make the bracha right beforehand. Before you do ituf, you hold it up, you make the bracha, and then you wrap it. That's lihis atef batzitzis. Weiter. Hatorim ma'aser, if somebody takes off chumas and maestros, omer baruch asher kadoshan b'mitzvos v'sivanu lahafrish truma u'maiser. That's the bracha. To be mafrish. La'acher, if you do it for someone else, la'afrish truma u'maiser lishmo. And all of these are chiddush that you make a different nusach. Again, the Meiri said we don't do like any of this. It doesn't make a difference, number one, for yourself or anybody else. And number two, you don't make a bracha anyway for just the asiya. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradea quotes that if you do Trumas and Maaser separately, you make a separate bracha. Only if you do it together, then you can combine. That's the Shulchan Aruch in the very huge simen in Yaradea. Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Ayin Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch.
Hamafresh truma gedola o trumas meiser mevorek kodem sheyafresh asher kedushan b'mitzvah zvon lo hafresh truma. V'chein hamafresh meiser rishon mevorek kodem lo hafresh meiser v'chein mevorek al meiser sheni v'im hifresh hakol ze acher ze miyad. If you're going to do it all together. V'losach b'neiam kol mevorek achaz mevorek lahafresh trumos u'maisres.
You could do it all together as one nosach. And the bracha on hafresh, I think we discussed this a couple of weeks ago. The Ramban uses that as a raya in Shoresh Yud Beis that hafresh itself is a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just hafresh and nesina together. And he argues on the Ramban. The Ramban only quotes one bracha of hafresh shumas and maestros and nesina shumas and maestros. It's one big idea. The Ramban counts it as two. He says you should have two. The fact that you make a bracha on the hafrasha shows that it's something separate from the nesina, and therefore it merits its own mitzvah. That's the Ramban's comments in the Shurashim. Hashochet, last line, Sorach Lo, my bracha Hashem, alkem echala meshek Hashem, mitzvahnu, ala shchita. Shchita, also the mitzvah. You might have thought it's just a matir, it's a way to get to the result. No, it's also a mitzvah. Hamachasa, omer, akisi adam. And if somebody is machasa, kisi adam, they would make a bracha on that. We don't have time for it right now, but there is a big discussion in the Achronim, but already the roots of it already in the Rishonim and even in the Gemara, that kisi adam is connected to shchita. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, whoever does shchita gets the schus of doing kisi adam. You might say, why is that? Right, it's two separate mitzvahs. Kisi adam is counted as a separate mitzvah. Seems like the kisui is somehow connected to the shchita, and maybe in Lomditz terms is even the Gemar Maisa Shchita. Right, there's some evidence to that. There's a Rashi in Maseches Beitza, and there's big discussions in the Rishonim in Chulin related to that. But we pass the paska, and the Rishami says you make a bracha. Hamol, what about bris mila? So there were a number of brachas involved in bris mila. Sorach lo ma'ashekad Hashem baruch Hashem Hashem Zivano alamila. That's the moal. The moal says the bracha of alamila. Avia ben Omer baruch Hashem Hashem Zivano lachnisa bevriso shalavim avinu. The bracha of lachnisa. What is that? What is lachnisa? Is that a pashtus? It's a bracha shavach vohoda. And that's what a number of Rishonim say. The question is, it's a Shevach that's always done in the context of a mitzvah. So maybe that means a different kind of bracha. Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that there are two kinds of brachas ha-mitzvahs. There's the bracha on a Maisa ha-mitzvah, and a bracha on the Chalos ha-mitzvah, whenever the mitzvah achieves a new status, so that it's a bracha on a Chalos, and you have that maybe by marriage, and you have that by lachnisa b'vriso, shel Avraham Avinu. But it is called the brachas ha-mitzvah, but a different type of brachas ha-mitzvah. A big nafkamin is when you do lachnisa. So we try to do it in the middle. We try to do it because if it's a brachas ha-mitzvah, then it has to be over la-siyasan. But if it's a brachas shevach, then it has to be la-achar la-siyasan. So our minhag is to do it right in the middle, in between the mila and the priya. Right, the Moal says ala mila and then does the mitzvah, the chituch, and then right away the father says lachnisa b'brisa shalom avinu, because that is will be after the mila before the priya, and we know the priya is part of the ikar mitzvah. Right, halachos v'sinai, the mila is part of the priya is part of the mitzvah. Tosfos discusses this, and the other we showed him in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin. The question is about the girsa there. Tosfos there quotes that the Rashbam has the girsa of avi haben first. And then Hamal Omer. Then for sure, maybe it's a brechas mitzvah. Right? That's lachnisa. But Rabbeinu Tam, the machlokas between brothers, the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Echzer Aminag LeKadmuso. Two brothers had different minhagim at their wedding. Which bracha went first? The mal or lachnisa? And he had Rabbeinu Tam had the different girsa. But Gars Hamal Bereisha, like we have. V'hadar Avi Aben K'moshakasav. As we will get to now. But again, this is also there in Shabbos. So if somebody's mal, he says these two brachas. The Aviv Baim says lachnisa. Ha'omdim sham tzrichan lomar kishem shachnasas olibris kentachnisei lo Torah ulechupa. And the Bavli has the ma'isim tovim hamivarech tzrich lomar, and the mivarech. We don't have it by the mivarech. We have anybody, but the one who's going to make this bracha tzrich lomar bracha shakida shidini beten. Hashem sanctified the Yadid. Who's the Yadid? Pashas Avram Avinu in this context, or Yitzchak Avinu, because Yadid mi betan Yitzchak. V'chok b'sheirosam, and put a sign on his body. V'tzeetzav chasam b'os bris kodesh, and all his children. Alkein b'schar zos, b'schar of this mitzvah, alkel chai, chalkeinu tzereinu, tzavei lahatsu yadud shereinu mishacha. Save everybody from Gehenim, because the bris mila saves them from Gehenim. Baruch Hashem, koreis habris. Koreis habris, that's the beautiful bracha of Asher Kiddush Yadid. Mitzvos, emasai mevarech aleihen. Wow. Mitzvos, when do you make a bracha on mitzvos? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what we're used to. Over la'asiyasan. You make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Rav Huna Amar, amazing. B'shas asiyasan. No, only when you're doing the mitzvah. Why? Says the Pnei Moshe. Teshema lo yizdami lo lasosa. You don't want to take it's risky to make a bracha beforehand, and then maybe something will happen, you won't do the mitzvah. You make a bracha as you do the mitzvah. That's the shita of Rav Huna. Asya the Rav Huna kishmuel, and Rav Huna seems to say like Shmuel. Dom Rav Yossi barbun b'shem Shmuel. Kala mitzvahs tunas bracha b'shas asiyasan. Shmuel says, all mitzvahs require a bracha during their asiya, except for three, which cannot have the bracha during. Chutz mitakia, blowing shofar. You can't blow shofar and say the bracha at the same time. Vitfila, and to not make the bracha beforehand, because tfila, if he's a guy, he's not Jewish yet, and even if not, he's tamei, so we wouldn't want to make the bracha when one is tamei. V'yesh omrim af kiddushin bibi'ila. Also, kiddushe bia, you know, can't get a bracha because of technical reasons that the man and the woman are not dressed. The Haredim says, and maybe one should say, okay, so keep clothes on except Ba'oso Makom. The answer is, says the Haredim, there's a quote to Gemara in the Bavli, but that's not appropriate. Right? Chazal want the husband and the wife to be connected in the deepest of ways without clothes on. That's how the act is supposed to be performed. And therefore, in that situation, one cannot make the bracha, and therefore, one does not make a bracha for kiddushe bia. But it's mashma from here clearly that the other darkei kiddushe one would make a birchas hamitzvah, which sounds like the Rambam shita, right? That kiddushe is a mitzvah and birchas kiddushin is a birchas mitzvah. Against the Russian, the first parak of Ksubis, who holds that kiddushin is not a mitzvah, and therefore birchas kiddushin is shevach vehoda. Shevach vehoda, and therefore, one should, makes the bracha, you know, somebody else can make it afterwards, not dafka beforehand. Again, big discussion about kiddushin and birchas kiddushin, but we will stop here.